Good afternoon, everyone. Well, another very difficult day for the Australian share market, which wasn't doing too badly in the early stages of the session, but the losses really accelerated in the afternoon. We had the ASX 200 down 123 points or 1.75% to 6,941 points. Of course, more than enough to wipe out the small improvements that were recorded just yesterday. And this sell-off that kicked off around the middle of April is continuing. The market's down around almost 9%. From that peak at the moment. Now, what set the tone for our market today seemed to be that US markets fell heavily, and it was in reaction and response to a key update on inflation, which was out last night in the US. This was the key event of the week, essentially, and basically show that inflation is rising at a faster pace than what many anticipated, at least in April. Now, it did slow a little from where it was in March, but still rose by 8.3% on a year earlier. So not far from the fastest pace of growth in prices in about 40 years. So certainly not enough of a slowdown to change the market's mind that over the next couple of meetings, we're likely to get quite aggressive rate hikes in the US of 50 basis points at each meeting. At the moment, the market thinks there's going to be also a number of rate hikes here in Australia in coming months. So today, the market not only fell to a three-month low, it's down about 6% or so since the start of this month. And unless there's a miracle tomorrow and we get a really substantial gain of well over 3%, this is also going to be the fourth consecutive week of declines. So a real sea of red for our market. All 11 sectors were down. Over 90% of stocks also finding themselves in the red. But by far the worst today were tech stocks that had their worst single decline in approximately 2 years, down almost 9%. Block was one of the worst. It fell by 18%. This is the payments group that essentially bought Afterpay not too long ago. It's down heavily. Xero also in focus. It fell about 11.5% and near its worst levels in a couple of years. So caught up in the tech sector sell-off. Now, it did come out with an update today saying that it now has 3.3 million subscribers using its accounting software, almost a 20% lift on a year earlier. Revenues up 29%, underlying profit up about 11%. Another underperformer was CSL, which fell close to 2%, the largest stock in the healthcare sector. Just today announced a delay in an acquisition that it's been working on. This is a Swiss pharmaceutical company called Vifor, which it was going to pay about 16 billion Aussie dollars for, its largest acquisition ever. It essentially said it's probably not going to get this wrapped up by June, which is what it was hoping for, and said it's still working with regulators, so it's going to take a few months longer to get it across the line. The winners today, well, hard to find, but they were there. Orica, one of the best, it rose about 4.5%. Now, its annual results were boosted by strong demand for the explosives that it sells to the mining sector, which have been boosted really by the fact that commodity prices have been elevated, at least over the past year as a whole. Now, as far as earnings are concerned, it did actually post a loss, but this had a lot to do with some one-offs. So essentially, it's exiting its Russian business because of the Russia-Ukraine war, and it's going to cost the company about $80 million in impairment charges. CBA today edged higher by a little more than 0.5%. It handed down a quarterly update where cash profit came in about $2.4 billion for the 3 months to March. Growth in household deposits, home loans, business lending as well. And really, it's largely flat as far as what the average has been over the first half of the year. Now, some of the insurers held up reasonably well. Suncorp was up today. It's actually a space that's done quite nicely in the last month or so. And one reason for this is that insurers can actually benefit at times in a rising interest rate environment. And that's because insurers tend to hold billions of dollars worth of safer investments like bonds. So when interest rates are rising, it can actually boost their investment income, which can at times, be up to half of their total pre-tax profits. Centre Group today also bucked the trend in the property space, actually falling, but nowhere near as much as its peers. It fell 1/3 of 1%. Now today it said that it's had a strong lift in the number of visitors across its shopping centres in Australia, and it flagged a 5.3% lift in profits for the year. Now, the mining sector and energy stocks this morning were actually up. So that was one of the reasons why markets had that little push, not higher, but certainly the losses were reducing, but they joined the party and basically all fell as well in late trade. Now tonight we've got a key update on business inflation in the US, which will receive some attention at least, and the Aussie dollar is at 68.9 US. Now earlier in the day it was significantly lower than that. It actually hit its worst level since July 2020, but it has bounced back from those levels a touch.